top of the bone, but v'loy kofes tachna, not the bottom of the bone. Okshinegde begomel nikra, by camel, these things, there's things sticking out there that you can tell clearly by camel what's the top one, where the top one is. So Rashi learns, kofetz means keshra, the top socket, that's where the thigh comes together with the knee, like for lekopet, not the bottom part of it. That's the middle. By behemoth, there are three bones there. So with the middle bone, its top connection, that's where the tail has to reach. If it doesn't reach its top connection, that's called a mum. And by a camel, it's mamash nikah there. There's things sticking out there by the camel, exactly where that bone, where that connection is. Now the Mishnah says, Al Eilu Mumin, all these Mumin we learned so far, is a Shechtan Es HaBchor, that if the animal is a Bechor, you let it shecht it. Now it's called a good Mum. Or Psuli HaMagadoshim Niftim Aleim, who then it was a regular Korban. And now because of these Mumin, you let it be paid to them. So up until now we're talking about good Mums. Now the Gemara says, Hasu Lomle, what do I need this Mishnah for? Pshita. Hortan Lareish, you learned already. Al Eilu Mumin Shechtan Es HaBchor. For these mum we're going to learn, you let a shecht the bechor. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? It's more to say fitzvach. For absolutely, I'm gedorsh in this to malayim. For the morning, I'm not sure. It's also simple. I'm not pshita. Mishchat shartinon mifrit miboy. Like madach on a bechor, you let a shecht. It's called a good mum. Pshita, another kachim. You could just be poider it. El rather idi idi the tani shloisha. Hoisif. Since we learned before that ina added on three extra mums. And the Yomu Loy Loy Shaman, the Chum Sabak, we don't agree with you on those three. So as Elu, Oketoni, the Yose Dichidoi, because Sosum Lo Bekuli, that Al Elu Mum Mishachnas Abchor Psula Mudoshim Niftim Aleim. In the last two Mishnahs, we had other type of mums. Like I said before, Rechina Ben Atigna Sayim there, as Sheyabelas Bieinu, it's also called a mum. So our Mishnah means to include all these last Mishnahs here, even after that we had the Ila before. These last Mishnahs also, the mumim here are good mumim, that you could shech the Bechor on them, and if Sula Mekdoshim is also, it could be poyter. Now the Mishnah says though, but the Elu, these are new types of mums, Shein Shechson Aleim, Loi Ba Mikdish Loi Ba Medina. These mum we learn, you can't bring it for Korban, it passes the Korban not to be makrivit. But if it's a Bechor, for Loi Ba Medina, it's not enough of a mum to say, he could shech the Bechutz. It's not a good mum, it's just only a mum that passes it for the korban. You can't bring it on the mizbeach. What are these things? Chabra, if you have white spots in the eye, the yamayim of the eye was tearing a lot. Shein kavuim, it's not permanent, like it didn't last 80 days, or it took its medicine, and you didn't test it out with the medicine yet. If it's not kavua, then it only passes for korban, but not pachutz. V'chutin ha'pnimi yishenifkemu. The chutin has inside the gums, the pnim is the inside of it, shenifkemu. Before we had it has to be shenekru, it was uprooted completely, that made it a mum. But over here it was just a pagam, just a part missing of it, so you can't shecht it bachutz, but you can't bring it for korban either. That's called chutin v'ptima shenifku, avo loy shenekru, was not uprooted. If it wasn't uprooted, so it's not a good mum for bechor to shecht on. O baal gorev, if it has a scab on it, on the animal, o baal yabelet, there's a growth there, o baal chazot, as we'll see, this type of a shchin, your boils, zokin, an older animal, v'chol, the animal is sick, or mezuam, it starts to rot away, it's rotting already, smasriach, Rashi says, reals v'shenevda by avera, if an avera was done with the animal, Rashi says, shenirva, the animal lived with a man, so the animal is possible for korban, reals v'shehemis odom al piyadechod, or if this animal killed a person, and there was only an edechod there, because if there were two edim, so then we killed the shor. Of course you can't bring him for korban. There's only one edechod, you don't kill him, but still you can't bring the animal for korban. Or yalpi balam, or else if the owner admits that either he lived with the animal, or else that the animal killed somebody, so the same thing, moed b'knasas potalike, so we don't kill the shor, but our koponim, it's not fit to be brought for korban. V'tumtim v'yadrugnis, an animal, it's a tumtim, has, we can't tell whether it's a zoch or a keva. V'yadrugnis means it has both simonim. So these things, loy b'migdash, you can't bring it for korban on the base of migdash, but loy b'medina, it's not a big enough mum to say that you shecht it outside if it's a bechor. Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel says, Oimer, ein lecho mum godum is the heels no by nedrugnis, where this bechor has both simonim, a zochran and a keva. sealers that really it has lochar v'zachar on it. But it has a mum, it's makam and the kebis, it's like a mum there. So that's called a mum. So if it's a bechor, you could shecht it now. The chomer say no, ain't a bechor, elo, nigos v'nevah. The chomer say no, like it's not a bechor, it's in a tumtum and a drugnis, since it's a leidelon, it's a new berry, it's a new creature by itself. The Rashi says the berry of nevah is like a new creature. And therefore it's not a bechor, it's not called a regular zachar. Therefore it has no kedushas bechor at all, and therefore it's even benigzas v'nevah, you let a share off the wool, it could even work with it. The chomer say bechlal, there's not a bechor. And if Shmuel holds no, it is a bechor, just that has the mum with it. The Pasha Tanakam holds no, it's a suffix what it is. Now the Gemara says, for Gerev, these scabs, loy, it's not called a good mum, I have Voksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Gerev, Voksiv, Gerev, Yerais, it says Gerev is a mum. So it's a mum gomer. The Chazoz is loy again, Chazoz is a shchin, it is not a mum, Voksiv is a clearly, Yalef is Yeraisa. It says Yalef is for Tanya, we learned. Gerev zehacheres. Gerev means if the shchin, the boil is hard like a piece of earthly kli. Yalefes zuchazozes hamitzris. That's a shchin that was came in Mitzrayim. So kids of the Torah says these type of mumim. So how could our Mishnah say you can't shecht with them? The Yom Rishlaka says lo manikra shmo yalefes. Why do we call it yalefes? Shemalafafois for leches ad yem hamisa. It like grabs hold you, becomes just dovek, it becomes attached to you, and it stays in with you until you die. So the Torah says these mumim, it should be mutter to shecht with them. So where it says, Bishleim echazozes achazozes, that the asking is through, that the boils, that our Mishnah says you can't shecht, and the Torah says it's a mum, lekasha. I'll tell you, kan bechazozes hamitzris, one is talking about the chazozes, the shchin that came in Mitzrayim, and kan bechazozes b'yalma. Because of atzam regular boils, so Rashi is the Mitzrayim haynu hay beklolus l'gerav achoras yovish b'fnim lak v'chutz chivun the yovish b'fnim l'mystery. Therefore, the pasuk is talking about where it's dried inside. That won't heal anymore. That's called a good mum. But the Mishnah is talking about where it's wet b'fnim and in and outside. Therefore, that's not such a big mum. On that, you cannot check the bechor. It's only you can't bring a korban with this. The Mor says, though Elo, though, Gerav HaGerav Kasha, to steer and Gerav on a scab. The Mor says, Gerav HaGerav Namil Kasha, Ho Balach, Ho Biyovish. Also, it depends if it's dry or if it's still wet. Lach, it's if this type of a boil is still wet, it'll heal up, and that's Al Mishnah. Therefore, it's not a mum to Shechton, just can't bring it for Korban. Yovish was dried up completely ready, then let me see, then it won't heal up anymore, and therefore that's the Torah's talking about, that makes it into mum you can shecht on. Fetu more valach, missi, if it's only wet, it can still heal up. Ayavok said, the Pasuk says, Yakachor Hashem b'shchin Mitzrayim, so Hashem will hit you with the shchin that he put in Mitzrayim. Now, umi d'chsisis, the Pasuk says, uvachoris, so that's a hard one, a dried one. Harei gerif lach, comes out, when the Pasuk says gerif and chorus, that gerif means it's lach, it's wet, and still the Torah calls it a mum. So see, even a wet one is also called a mum. Hagerif lach, Omar. Come, the Pasuk says, ashele sucho lirofa, you won't be able to heal up from this. So we're still, it's a theory about gerif and gerif. So Mora says, elo tlos evi. There are three types of gerifs. Dikro yovish. When the Pasuk in the Chumash says that it's a mum, that's where it's dried inside and outside. The Masnisa now mission here, lach mi bifnim, mi vachutz mi bifnim. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's wet, dry, it's wet both inside and outside. So that will heal up. That's not called the mum to shechton. It's just you can't bring it out for carbon. But the Mitzrayim, the Shechina came in Mitzrayim, Yavish and Mifnim, it was dried inside, for Lachmim Bechus, it was wet outside. The Chesed, the Pasuk says, V'hi Shechim, Parach HaZavu, it's B'yodam. That Mashma, inside it was dry, just outside it was still wet. So that the Torah also says, it can't heal up. Enechanami. But now Mishnah, we're talking about what's Lach, inside and outside, that could heal up, therefore it's not a Mum to Shechton. Now the Mishnah says, V'hazok, if the animal is old, V'yachol, or it's sick, the Amazum, it starts to run away. Minan immediately can't bring these for korban. The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says min hatzayin uminak uminak sovim or minu izim. So we dash these could bring for korban. Prat lezokin or lechelam zuam. You can't bring an older animal, but a zokin too old, a sick one, or one that's starting to rot away. Utzrich, I need all these three diukim. Because Rachmon Lamute Zokin, just an older one, to lay hard the bar, can't become healthy anymore, can't become young anymore. Avo chill, an animal that's sick, to hard the bar, he could become healthy again, Amulah, maybe he could be brought for carbon. Because of Lamute, we just had a post to be might chill a sick one, to lahurch, it's not normal to become sick. That's why it's not fit for carbon. Avo Zokin, where it grew older, Dain Lahurch, it's normal to grow older, Amulah, maybe that you could bring for carbon. Because Rachmona train these two, Lamute Hane Dikhishi, these both are weak. They're old and they're sick. Ava Mezuem was just starting to smell, to rot away like the Loy Kochish, it's not weak yet. Eimaloy, maybe that's kosher for Korbin. Kamashman, even that's possible. Now, Vinami Lamutim is a watch, just would have a possible to mind one that smells away. Mishum Demoyes, it's disgusting, that's why it's no good for Korbin. Avalhani, a sick one or an old one, the loy misi, they're not disgusting. Eimaloy, maybe they could be brought for Korbin. Tzricha, that's one of three miyutim, that all three is possible to be brought for Korbin. Then it says, Vishenev the boy Avera, if an Avera was done. Minon, I mean, how do we know this is possible for Korbin? Asana Rabbonin, Mina Behemaloy, Tzi Raiva Venirva. An animal that lived with a man and with a lady, that's possible for Korbin. Min habokol oitzias anevat. If it was worshipped probably the Zora, it's also. Min hatzayin oitzias amuksi. If it just started aside to be worshipped from avoid the Zora. Or min hatzayin oitzias anoigach. If it killed the person. Hani, for the Gemara Kashdus, last two. Hani b'nei kotlaninu. If it killed somebody, worshipped, if it's chayiv misa. It means rather al pi edechot al pi abaylam. The case is only one edechot, so we don't kill it. Or else the Bailam, the owner, admits, again, we don't kill the animal because of Doyas Badin, we can't kill it because of a Moedib Knaf, but a Kopon is parts of a carbon. Now, Bishloima Tumtum, where it has this Simonim covered up, the Migdishloi, you can't bring it for carbon because it's in the Kavahi. Maybe it's in the Kavah, and it's sad, you want to say it's a Bechor, so you want to be Makri for carbon, that no, maybe it's in the Kavah, it has no Kedusha. Or if you Makdish the animal, but Teras Zachor, you can't bring it. Because maybe really it's in a cave that's good. But the Medina, on the side is the firstborn, why can't you shecht it bachutz? The Medina loy, what are you afraid? Dum zocheru, that maybe it's a zocher. For less pay mumus, that's good. By a tumtum, it's good. By a tumtum means we don't know what it is, so we can't shecht it bachutz because maybe it's really a zocher. So it has a lach of a bechor, and it doesn't have a mum, you can't shecht it. Elan Drugnit that has both Simon and Mazochar and the Kavah, so this flame of a Migdish law, you can't shecht on the base of Migdish, don't want a Kavah, maybe it's in the Kavah. So you a Magdish for a Zochar, for a Bechor, you can't shecht it. Elab Medina, but outside, why not? Nehina Midzochar, even if you want to say it has luck of a Zochar, but Tasa and the Kavah is Charitz. It's Makam on the Kavah, the hole there, that should be like a Charitz, like a split on the body, and that should be a Mum. The Yishchot Elo should be able to shecht it, so Mamon Shechi could shecht it. If it's a din of the keva, it has no kedushas bechor. If it's a din of a zocher, it has no mum with it. Omer Abaye says, Omer the pasuk says, oy chorutz oy shover. If it's cracked or if it's broken, so chorutz is dumi de shover. Ma shover b'mokemetz, like shover means a broken bone. Av chorutz b'mokemetz, it means where it's a split there, b'mokem a bone where it's tough, hard meat, not the mokem the nekevus where it's soft meat, where it's only regular basa. So therefore, the nekevus would not make it a mum. Even if it has a loch of a zachor, the makam nekevus, they would not make it for a mum. Rava Merava says, b'loy shavur, without the din of shavur, nami l'masam, also you can't tell me that the makam nekevus would make it into a mum. Why? Because charutz b'makam boster heavy mumma. And you can't tell me anywhere in Svara that stama charutz, a hole, and stama the meat will make it into a mum. Because these sagas, if you can tell me and think, heavy mumma just stama split in the meat. It's called the mum, kivun the yom agorif. Since the pasuk says gorif we had zel chorus, that means like the boil is hard, very hard, like an earthquake kli. So mechrot chorus akosiv, cheres mechrot chorus. You should know that since it's hard, it also like makes a scratch in the body. The pasuk says umareyo by the negoyim omuk menor, looks deeper in than the skin. Kamara chama hamuka, like deep sun. Minat so just like the sun is more deeper than the shade. If so, the gerif itself, this type of a mum, also looks like a charutz, like there's an indention there. If so, v'lichterachmona charutz leibor gerif. If charutz just means an indention in the meat, any place in the basar, makes it for mum. So the Torah didn't have to say the word gerif, because that boils also makes like an indention in the meat. The amin I would say chorot the loymoyus madach choratia. That's not disgusting. Heavy mum segora for the cause of a nega of a shchin. The moyus looks disgusting. Like kosh is for sure it's a mum. Is kosrach monagorg? Why is it hard to write the word goruf? Lamehum to teach us that the charutz b'mokim bosla heavy mumma. If there's only an indention, a scratch like, just in the meat itself, that does not make it for mum. Therefore, geruv without a special posuk would not be a mum. It's only like the meat itself looks deeper down. Therefore, it's good that charutz means b'mokim the etzem, the bone. Therefore, that makes it for mum. But over here, this andrugnis that has both simonim zochor and nekeva, even if you tell me that look like a zochor, it's not called the mum. It's mokim nekevas. That's only a charutz b'mokim bosor. That does not make it for mum. Now it says Rabbi Shmuel Leima, Ein lecho mum godol mizeh. No, he holds yes that this mokim nekevus is a mum. So Mar says kabayi lo yomer. He doesn't know like Abayi's taught before that you have to have it only in the bone. Charutz domi d'shavu l'armin. He doesn't say that the charutz has to be like a broken thing. No, a broken bone type is a broken bone. But charutz Rabbi Shmuel holds, as long as there's a split in the bus, or even the mokum erva of the keva, that makes it from mum. And kerova namila, he doesn't know from rov's deek about goruf. Oma he said kerova namila yomar dilma heche de le minkero. That's something we can't tell. You can't recognize it. Avol heche de minkero mum ra karinabe. Rashi says dilma namila the kinyan de charutz but mokum basa heavy mumma. That's only heche de le nikero. We can't tell it. We can't see the charutz kokach. Can a keva shavim like the keva of a hema? But over here, where you can mamis see it, he holds that's called the mum rakarinim bay. That's called the good mum. Therefore, he holds the mokum nekevus is called the mum on this zachor, and therefore this andrugnis he holds is called like a bechor with a mum, and therefore he could even check on it. Another one says, boy, Rav has a shayla like this. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's talking of shat and Rabbi Shmuel that he says this andrugnis, you have this bechor that has both simonim, a zocher and a nekeva, so he holds you could shecht on it. What's the pshat? Is mifshat chitlev of a sure for him that andrugnis bechoru, that really this andrugnis, since it has simonim zocher, it's called a zocher. I wanted to say he could shecht on it, because a mumu imai, just since it also has a hole there for simonim nekevus, that's like hold mum with it, therefore he could shecht with it. We'll soon see the difference. I do maybe know. Maybe Sfukim is Safim, maybe Rishon has a doubt altogether, whether it's called the Bechor or Zohar or not. And the Im Tim Slamikon just means to say if, meaning like this. Im Tim Slamit, you're going to tell me, Bechoru that has Loch of a Zohar, it's called the Bechor, then true, Harei Mumma Ima Yishno, the Mum is there, it's called the Mum. But he also has a doubt to say maybe it's not called the Zohar, maybe it's only called the Nekeva, and then it wouldn't have to be just Bechor altogether. So Morris says, Lechuru, what's the difference over here? All right, turn over.